Welcome back to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw, pleased to be joined by Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren.
Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Always, welcome to the studio.
Good to be in the studio.
Down here in the basement level of Winter Park. You're usually roaming the halls upstairs getting a lot of work done, but this is what we do in the basement.
I try to roam every place. Yeah. This is a good place. It's a good basement.
Yeah, and it's a much better place to be after a win. It's fun win a game like
we did on Sunday.
Is.
All of them are difficult, and to beat the Chiefs at home, and the crowd was on fire, and the weather was beautiful, and it was a great day. So to get a W and be 3-2 is outstanding.
Yep, an extra pep in everyone's step here at Winter Park after a victory. A lot going on in the Vikings' victory over the Chiefs before, during, and after the game. It was a big women's initiatives game for the Vikings. Breast cancer awareness was going on. Tell everyone about that, Mamava, a lot of stuff going on during that game.
Yeah, I think one thing you've noticed, especially with the support of the Wills family, is that they give us the latitude to do what's right. And so Saturday was a special day for women. I mean, it's a crucial catch day with the NFL, breast cancer awareness. We have many players on our team whose family has had to deal with breast cancer. I had a sister who passed from breast cancer. We've had many fans. So to be able to do something with Crucial Catch is really important. And as I said, it was an outstanding environment on Sunday to see all the pink there and the support and the love that we give to our women. All the other initiatives are, you know, you can imagine how important our female fans are to us. The numbers continue to grow. And I can see one day in the near future that basically 50% of our season ticket holders will be women. And what we're doing is from just a respect standpoint to let women know that we appreciate them, we respect them, we honor them, they have a voice with us. And so we have a new Director of Women's Initiatives, Tammy Krause, who's done an outstanding job. And she facilitated a program over the weekend with the local not-for-profit Matter and raised almost $200,000 in cash and other donations from local entities here, Avita, that we'll be able to donate to women's shelters. So it was just an outstanding day to be able to support some women's causes. And then us, again, encouraged by the Wolves to be cutting edge, is that we developed a relationship a couple months ago with a company out of Vermont called Mamava. And it's cool how it came to pass. I do these one-on-one interviews with employees, and we had two female employees who raised to me of the concern that they had, and they raised the issue of how we could get better as a franchise if we provided an environment for our women to be able to breastfeed. And then ironically, about a month later, I was walking through the Milwaukee airport and saw this lactation suite or pod and pitched it over to one of our summer legal interns. They did some research. We called Mamava. We were able to cut a deal, and they made these pods and had them deliver them. And so we had the ribbon cutting on Saturday, and it was outstanding. I even went to the Gophers Nebraska game on Saturday, and there were women from at that game who were using it. So I knew Sunday would be a special day. But when we got the report yesterday that there were lines outside of the lactation suites and recommendations already from women, we just have some cool things planned. But to be able to stand here and sit here with you today and say that we're the first NFL team who's partnered with Mamava to create this kind of fan-friendly women environment is just really special.
Yeah, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about the platform that is the NFL for initiatives like this, because you've been in the league for a long time with a few different teams. You know, you talk about some of the military appreciation things that happened in November, breast cancer awareness in October. You're wearing a Fuel Up to Play 60 lapel pin right now, youth football initiatives. Lots of initiatives that the NFL and its teams can take on because they have a great platform.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing, and that's one of the things I tell all of our young people, whether you're a player or even a staff person coming to work at the Vikings, is realize that the platform that the NFL provides us is incredible. And so just be conscientious of not only the brand of the team, but the brand of you as an individual. And so one of the things I've been very cognizant of is to get the word out of good things that can be done and really change the direction and the course. And so to sit here in 2015 and it really brainstorm us, how can we build a better relationship with our women? And it was great to be able to brainstorm that and to put these different programs together, from the relationship with Matter to Mamava to expanding really the Crucial Catch. And there'll be a lot of other things that will be coming. You know, we want to have a whole women's expo next year. You know, I'm visualizing where we can have 4,000 or 5,000 women who can come in and who have, you know, get free mammograms and, you know, national guest speakers who would come in really as an empowerment seminar to be able to bring women in closer to us to say, here, we as the Vikings, we care about you. We want to create an environment. We appreciate you and we want to hear your voice. So that's the great thing about the National Football League. You know, as I tell people a lot of times, there's really only 48 hours of football a year, you know, 16 games and 3 hours a game. And if you really look at the action, I think it's about 10 minutes a game. You know, most games have an average of 120 plays and 5 seconds of play. It's not a lot of action. So there's a lot of other opportunities throughout the year, throughout even the course of a game, to really fill in and touch a lot of people's lives, from kids to women to men to fans to military, to really as a way to say thank you for supporting the National Football League and the Minnesota Vikings.
A lot going on with the Vikings, and now you're updated because of this man right here, Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren, kind enough to join us in the studio. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Bobby, thank you. All right. Thank you for the time.
You bet. Happy to have you down here. Right. For more Vikings content, great content, stay tuned to Vikings.com.